Kept saying, no, you can't go bear hunting with me this year. Your legs are just too short and you couldn't possibly keep up. And the little boy kept saying, oh, but Dad, I could keep up. I could keep up. Please take me with you this year. And the dad kept saying, no, you can't go with me this year. And he says, but Dad, if I were to get lost, I could take out my horn and blow for old Blue, my dog, and he'd come and find me and I wouldn't be lost. He said, this is what I do. I take out my horn and I'd blow it just like this. Old Blue'd come and get me, and I could come home if I got lost, and I wouldn't have any trouble. And the dad said, okay, well, you can go just this one time. But he said, if you get lost, don't you ever expect me to take you again. So the dad got all the dogs together, and he got his gun, and the little boy got beside him with his horn, and they got up ready to go, and Old Blue started barking. Was hanging all the way down to the ground, and he was tripping over the end of his tongue, and he just couldn't keep up for the life of him. Pretty soon he just lay down on the ground, and the dad just kept on going with the dogs. They're going further and further away. Pretty soon the little boy was lying there in the grass, and he couldn't hear a thing. He couldn't hear him anymore, so he pulled out his horn and he blew for Old Blue. Old Blue, where are you? And he listened and he didn't hear a thing except an old hoot owl. So it was getting darker and he pulled out his horn again and he blew. Old Blue, where are you? But all he heard was the crickets. So he looked all around and he finally found himself a hollow log. And he climbed up inside the hollow log, went sound asleep. A little bunny rabbit came in, lay down beside him, and he snuggled up next to the bunny rabbit. Pretty soon they went sound asleep. They woke up early the next morning. The little boy reached out and stretched, and he could see the sun coming up in the east. And the little bunny rabbit scampered out of the log, and he disappeared. And he looked up in the trees, and he saw the birds. The birds were singing. So he pulled out his horn again, and he said, Old Blue, where are you? But he didn't hear a thing. Then he kept listening and listening and listening, and way over across the hill he thought he heard something. But he wasn't sure. But he kept on listening, it got a little bit louder. Then by golly, he heard Old Blue barking. There was his dad coming down with all the dogs, and they had a bear, and he had the bear cut up, and they took it on home, and they cooked up bear steaks for breakfast, and Old Blue's